KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 16 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 41. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. A public hearing is set to take place during the city council meeting Wednesday evening here in Atlantic with regard to the issuance of a maximum of $7.28 million in sewer revenue bonds. City Administrator Doug Harris has previously reported to the council that current interest rates makes it beneficial to issue the bonds rather than draw down the remaining $6.6 million from the state revolving loan fund to finance the wastewater treatment plant. The total amount of the issuance of $7.28 million, according to Harris, because the city is required to establish a sinking fund which provides bondholders with some additional security, and it will ultimately be used to pay off the final payments. Harris estimates an savings to the city of $23,500 per year for the first 17 years of the bond maturity structure, for an overall savings of more than $391,000. The council will consider a resolution to enter into an SRF agreement for the bonds following the public hearing Wednesday. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will hold a public hearing Wednesday as well on the plans, specifications, estimated cost, and form of contract for the Parks and Rec Department's maintenance and office facility. As we reported last Friday, the Parks and Rec Board on Thursday approved a base bid and alternate additions for the project from Iron Specialties of Atlantic for $291,362. If the bid is approved by the council following the public hearing, the project would be paid for using 2012 bond proceeds. The council will also act on a resolution approving the contract and bonds for Dostal's Construction Company with regard to the Sunnyside Tennis Court Reconstruction Project in the amount of $295,000. The revised start date for the project is May the 1st, with completion expected by no later than July 31st. If the project is not finished, the contractor would be subject to damages amounting to $500 per calendar day. The council will also act on resolutions approving the contract and bonds amounting to $227,538 for a sanitary sewer relining project and the 2013 street improvement project, which amounts to slightly more than $1.75 million. Prior to their adjournment Wednesday evening, the council will enter into a closed session as allowed by the Code of Iowa, Chapter 21.5, Subsection I, which pertains to personnel and or legal matters. The Atlantic City Council meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at City Hall. News time is 8:03.
Thinking about upgrading your phone? Well, stop into the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and learn about all the great deals.
With Verizon's amazing lineup of smartphones, you'll be able to find a phone to fit any budget, like the brand new iPhone 5 for only $200. Have a family that wants smartphones? Not a problem. Now introducing the Share Everything plan. With unlimited talk, unlimited text, and a shareable pool of data to power up to 10 devices, capable devices may be used as a mobile hotspot at no additional cost. With 4G LTE, you can surf the internet and talk on your 4G phone at the same time. That means you can use your 4G phone to run your computer while you're talking to your mom.
4G is just right around the corner from our area, so make sure to stop into the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call us at 243-3032 to get it set up with your new 4G phone and plan.
New 2-year activation required per phone. Upgrade, early termination fee, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VZW.com.
Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the parents of a six-month-old boy who died last year are suing the baby's daycare provider. The Sioux City Journal reports Jeremiah and Courtney Potabom of Bronson filed the lawsuit last week in Woodbury County District Court. The lawsuit accuses Rena Sanchez of negligence in the actions that led to Peyton Potabom's death on January 21st of last year. The lawsuit says violent shaking caused a skull fracture that killed the baby. While someone other than Sanchez may have shaken the baby, the lawsuit says she is ultimately responsible because the baby was in her care when he was injured. The lawsuit seeks an unspecified amount for various damages, including punitive damages and emotional distress. No criminal charges have been filed. Governor Terry Branstad and legislators will recognize those who donated land in Iowa for permanent recreation and conservation use. The event, called The Gift to Iowa's Future, will be at the state capitol this morning. Individuals, corporations, and organizations that donated land for permanent use as parks, trail, and wildlife habitats will be honored at the event. The Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation worked with 11 of the donors, including the Union Pacific Railroad, to identify $1.7 million worth of land for the cause. The first Monday in April is designated as the Gift to Iowa's Future Recognition Day, an effort which started in 2008. Representatives of the Cumberland Volunteer Fire Department and the Atlantic Food Pantry received ceremonial checks for $2,500 each over the weekend as part of a seed company's contest for farmers. The checks were presented to CFD Fire Chief Sean South and a representative of the Atlantic Food Pantry by Bob Sloss, District Sales Manager for Kruger Seeds, a division of the Monsanto Seed Company, during an event held Saturday evening at the Cumberland Fire Department.
Monsanto now for 3 years has sponsored a program called America's Farmers Grow Our Communities, and it's kind of our way of giving back.
In years past, according to Sloss, the company has given one award per county to farmers who have entered their names in a contest. No purchase was necessary. The winners chose a nonprofit organization of their choice to receive a check for $2,500. This year, awards are being presented to 1,271 counties in 39 states, and there's a twist to the monetary awards being donated.
Because of the droughts we had last year, any county that was declared a disaster area is actually receiving a double award. Our winner here in Cass County was Ruth Steffen, and Ruth got to choose who got the checks.
And Ruth selected the Cumberland Fire Department and Atlantic Food Pantry, each of which received checks for $2,500. Steffen said she selected the Cumberland Volunteer Fire Department because she has had to call them several times over the years, and their assistance has been invaluable. CFD Chief Sean South said that they would use their funds to help with the purchase of a new grass rig, which is used to fight grass and other small fires. The truck, he says, is currently under construction and should arrive later this spring.
The truck itself is ordered. We're waiting for it to come in. The flatbed is being built right now, and so it'll be at least a month yet before we have it up and going.
He said the 2013 Chevrolet will replace a 1979 Ford grass fire fighting truck that has 124,000 miles on it. That vehicle was purchased used 1 year after it came out of the factory and was owned by a farmer. The department took sealed bids on their used truck Saturday night during their pork chop supper, which is their biggest fundraiser of the year, and they will continue to receive bids until the new unit arrives. The new truck cost $45,000 and will be equipped with some pieces from the old truck.
We already have the slide-in unit for it on the old truck. It's only about 4 years old, and so we're going to have about $45,000 still in this new one.
South said they already have the necessary funds to purchase the new truck, and the money raised from Saturday's supper will help to replenish the funds used from certificates of deposits or CDs to help pay for the new truck. He said donations such as the one from Ruth Steffen and Monsanto, as well as others, are greatly appreciated.
We've had some farmers donate grain, which we've used recently to purchase a new grain rescue tube. So it's nice. The community support has been excellent.
The Atlantic Food Pantry will use their $2,500 donation to buy basic necessities to help families in need. And a film that documents the dangers faced by one of the busiest firefighting units in America will be showing in theaters across Iowa this month, including Atlantic. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
The documentary Burn follows Detroit's Engine Company 50 as they battle both fires and City Hall.
Yeah, what my eyes have seen.
The economic downturn left Detroit with a host of vacant buildings and, in turn, one of the highest arson rates in the world. The firefighters are put at an even greater risk due to a lack of funding and broken down equipment. Tickets to see Burn at theaters in Iowa are $15.
A portion of the profits goes to the firefighters of Detroit to purchase gear to make them safe.
That's John Jensen, a Des Moines firefighter who helped organize the screenings in a dozen Iowa cities. I'm Pat Curtis.
The film will be shown in Atlantic on April 24th and 25th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. And an 18-year-old Iowa man is facing an arson charge in connection with the fire that destroyed a downtown Knoxville building. KCCI reports Nicholas Carter of Knoxville was arrested Saturday on suspicion of second-degree arson. Carter was released after posting bond, but authorities say additional charges linked to the March 25th fire are possible. A vacant two-story commercial building in Knoxville was destroyed in the blaze. Carter was released on bond Saturday. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, authorities in Kaufman County, Texas, aren't saying much about the investigation of the shooting deaths of the local district attorney and his wife, whose bodies were found in their home Saturday. But officials say the killings have put other Texas prosecutors on alert. The deaths of Kaufman County District Attorney Mike McClellan and his wife come 2 months after one of his assistant DAs was gunned down. A suicide bombing in the central Iraqi city of Tikrit has killed 7 policemen and wounded 30 others. No one has claimed responsibility for today's attack on a police station, but the assault was typical of Al-Qaeda's Iraq branch. Saudi Arabia's religious police are partially lifting their ban on women riding bicycles and motorbikes. A Saudi newspaper said women can now ride for entertainment in parks and recreational areas if they're accompanied by a male relative and if the women are covered from head to toe. But women still cannot use bikes for transportation. U.S. stock futures are edging higher ahead of reports on manufacturing in March and construction spending in February. The Institute for Supply Management is expected to release its report that manufacturing index grew for the fourth consecutive month in March, although at a slightly slower pace than in February. Separately, the Commerce Department is expected to report that spending on construction projects rebounded in February after a decline in January. And a new survey suggests that recent attacks on women in India are scaring off the tourists, especially female foreigners. Data from an Indian business group show that in the first 3 months of this year, the number of foreigners traveling to India dropped by 25%, and the number of women tourists has dropped by 35%. An Indian woman was gang raped and killed in December. That was followed by two attacks on female travelers. News time is 8:11.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into the Dish Radio Show, sponsored by the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer. We have a very special guest today. Please help me welcome Hopper the Kangaroo.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me.
Well, Hopper, as you very well know, Dish recently named their newest receiver after you.
After me?
Yes, it's called the Hopper. And let me tell you, they pull out all the stops when it comes to the features they packed into this one.
What kind of features, mate?
Well, they doubled the amount of space to store your recorded information. They improved the software with better graphics and easy-to-read menus. They even went with magic remotes that can shoot through walls and doors.
Crikey, is there anything it can do?
Oh, I'm not done yet. You can also watch Dish anywhere from your smartphone, tablet, or your laptop computer. And the best part, they have it at the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer.
To find out more about the new Hopper, head on down to the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer today at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-3032.
Only available for playback to selected primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Dish anywhere requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Teresa Jo Stinn, age 52, of Harlan, died Thursday at Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Teresa Jo Stinn will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Joanne Underwood, age 82, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A funeral service for Joanne Underwood will be on Tuesday, tomorrow, at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Erna Paulson, age 94, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday in Avoca. Funeral services for Erna Paulson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Wilfred Willie Bintner, age 88, of Exira, died Saturday at the Ottawa County Hospital. Funeral services for Willie Bintner will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.